Newcomers.
Hi, newcomers. This is Troy Cordell over at RDI Diamonds in New York. I'm an account specialist and consultant here. Is Jennifer available?
This is Jennifer.
Oh, this is Jennifer. Hey, you were working with one of my counterparts maybe a couple of months ago. I know you guys were talking about, you know, he probably wanted to see if you're going to be attending that JCK in Vegas.
No, we don't attend any shows.
No, you don't attend any shows? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he tried, you know, setting up some business where we can kind of get some memos to you. This was probably around March-ish, right after Valentine's Day. Obviously, the busiest season is coming up here, graduations, marriage anniversaries, you know, all that stuff is happening. People are starting to
I'm going to let you talk to Barb. She's our buyer, and if she wants to set up any memo programs with you, she'd be the one to talk to. So just hold one second.
Yeah, I thought you were a buyer, too.
RDI Diamonds, they
want to
set up some sort of memo program. I don't know if they're...
Hello?
Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi. I know that you guys were kind of hesitant a couple months ago. I want to say after Valentine's and through March. You know, nothing got started with us. This was in the hand of Mr. Gardner here. And what they did is we came up with a different program, and it's now going to be in like a VIP type of treatment criteria. So they brought me in, and I'm actually a sales consultant as well as a specialist in the industry. And what my goal is what I do is when companies work with me, we see an increase in sales of probably around about 10 to 25% for the year, okay? And I have a proven track record to make that happen. But it's only if you're, you know, working with me and doing, you know, some of the things I'm asking for. You're about to start ramping up for one of the busiest season that there is in the diamond industry. You got graduations happening, you got, you know, anniversaries and weddings, and people are actually starting to travel more. And when they're traveling, they want to look good. They're showcasing a lot of bling now, a lot of gold, a lot of diamonds, and they're taking all these selfies. So there's a huge algorithm that's happening on social media right now, and I've been monitoring these trends. And what I bring to the table is a lot of consulting work and even to your sales rep on how they can actually close those high-end deals and get those type of consumers into your store and close those sales. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring your company under one of my VIP treatments and kind of get the doors open. I want to do a couple test runs in your store. So I want to send you over an email. Obviously, you know, all our paperwork on RDI. Fill out my credit so I can get some memo orders to you. And then I want you to look at your inventory. Today's Tuesday. If I can get the paperwork in back from you guys by Friday, I think that'll be a good enough time because it only takes like 10 minutes to fill out. So, you know, I think by Friday, close of business is good for that. I'll call you back on Monday. You guys open on Monday?
We are.
Okay, so I'll call you back on Monday. You take the weekend to look at your inventory, see how your setup is, and say, you know what, maybe I'll go ahead and take 2 to 3 pieces on memo. I'm going to create a project for, you know, two of your sales reps or yourself or whoever, and the goal is to sell this product here. But that's going to generate some eye candy because obviously your buyers are already on shop your store throughout the year. They know what you have. They know what you don't have. So this will be like an eye candy pitch to kind of bring them back in, stir that pot back up, and then, you know, who knows, you might be able to grab, you know, a good sale off of RDI Diamonds if you just show our diamonds. This way.
Like what do you just have loose diamonds?
No, not at all. That's why I'm going to send you over the email, and that's why I want you to look at it, because it also has our website on there. We just came out with initiated a mobile app, so you can put that on your phone where you can browse, you can order, and everything. And then you're going to get my information for contact, so if you whatever you need, or even if your sales rep's got concerns or questions, or they want to know how could they sell something, what questions should they ask a customer, and I'll give you some examples. Like, I had a rep call me from a jewelry store. He said, I got this lady, she's coming in to look at, a wedding ring because she's going to get married. And I'm like, well, okay, did you ask, you said lady, first of all, she has a name, and, when is she getting married? Did you ask that question? Did you find out how many children she has, or if she doesn't have children? What's her age? Where does she work? What does she do for a living? What's her short-term or long-term goals that she has? Like, are you asking these type of questions? Do you know where she lives? Yeah, I got her address. Well, did you go on Zillow.com to see how much her house is for? And so you can at least engage and see, how much they're paying on, for a mortgage, or if they're renting. If they have any home equity in the house, or did they just move there? Did you see what type of car they're driving? What they do for a living? Like, these type of questions are some of the things that I help train people on to set them up for their appointment. And then when they do a side-by-side comparison with our diamond and whatever they might be looking at, they can actually point out the luxuriousness of our diamond as far as, the style, the cuts, the four C's, the value, just whatever else that would actually catch their eye to make sure our diamond is better than the others. So, and from that conversation, you know what happened? He sold our diamond, and he made a huge commission check on it. And, he made gold just off of that one diamond for the whole entire month. And that's what I've been doing with a lot of other customers and places. So I want to bring you into that so that you can have me as kind of like an additional trainer or helper. But also, we can also get you some inventory, get you geared up for this summer here. We don't want you to miss that boat. So that's the approach I want to do. That's just the homework assignment. That's all. That sounds fair enough?
Well, look it over. We're really highly stocked, so I don't know if that's something we'll be interested in, but I will certainly look it over.
Yeah, thanks. I know you are highly stocked. Like I said, I did my research on your location, but there's some things that is missing that, could bring some different attention, and that's where I'm going from is you don't have everything in there. And because you don't have everything and everything is so similar, it's not really catching someone that's looking for that unique piece. You see what I mean? Even though you can do some type of catering, it's going to take a while. So, like I said, I'm not telling you to, pick up, 50 pieces or anything like that. I'm saying have a start of maybe 1, 2, maybe 3 pieces, and then put that as a project, and you're just testing the waters with RDI Diamonds. Okay?
All right. Well, I'll look it over.
All right, perfect. You want me to send this information over to Barb or the sales email address?
Barb, we don't even have a sales address anymore.
Okay, cool. So BAB@ENEWCOMERANDSON.com, right?
Right.
All right, perfect. All right, so I'll get that back on Friday. I'll put you down for Monday around, 12:30 for a call on a follow-up, and then we can place an order and hopefully get something out to you before that next weekend, okay?
All right.
All right, perfect. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm glad I can build some trust with you. That's what I work on is trust, understanding. I'm always there for you on any business needs. And I am going to be your bestie and diamond guy. I promise you that. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Cool. I got a smile out of you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.